the president asked me to make known to you with the loving of my heart the attached statute of Herman VII. For some time, the Lord reminded me time and time again on Herman VII, particularly after the last conference. You know, as I have looked around and considered us, the Lord's people, primarily the young, I was drawn to this chapter several times because it's so needful for us to realize the struggle that we have, let us realize that, with that old flesh, that old Adamic nature. And I wish I had learned more of that when I was young. Now let's face it, we don't struggle with the old flesh once a year or once a month or once a week or once a day, probably several times a day. That old flesh pops up with something. And what are we going to do with it? Are we going to combat it? We have to fight it. It brings to mind a story I heard, maybe you have heard it, read it as well, similar, about this missionary that was born among the Indians, and some got saved. And he went back after some time, seeing how I was doing. His one brother said, when he was asked how I was doing, he said, "Well, I have two dogs, a black one and a white one. Depending on who I feed, it feeds the battle. I always fight. I feed a black one, a black one wins. I feed the white one wins." Comparing to old flesh and new nature in Christ. That's great, a constant struggle. But here, in this chapter 7, together with what we have in chapter 6 and also in chapter 8, they go together. I believe we have, shall I call it, the solution, the real help that we need for our lives down here. Now, you know, I trust you all know, we don't belong to ourselves. We're bought with a price. For the price of Jesus.
I'm going to read from Romans chapter 6, the entire chapter that were before us. Romans chapter 6 and verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized unto Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, so even we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servant you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of brethren, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness and to holiness. For when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.